news on the Red River Farm Network. It's spraying season for farmers. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has this crop update.
With the crop moving further and further out of the ground, farmers are busy spraying herbicides. This year, Winfield United agronomist Jason Hansen is seeing higher levels of volunteer corn. Fields should be treated with germaticide-type products.
Sometimes the trick comes down if it's an extend bean. Yeah, if you're in that herbicide trait program, tank mixing, it generally takes a little higher rate of your grass product to do. There's some antagonism from the dicamba, so you got to compensate that with a little higher rate. If it's in a, if you got a Liberty bean, it's not too big of an issue. Liberty, if it's Smart Stacks corn trait, it's not going to do much, but your germaticide will do well. So coverage is the big thing, and then your rate.
In addition, both barley and wheat are starting to come into boot stage. With recent rains, Hansen reminds farmers to watch for disease.
Not too far away from just kind of a stage where you got to be thinking about that fungicide application. So I know people are going to be, oh, it seems too early. We got a late start, and this crop isn't that tall. And that's kind of what happens when you're behind and you accumulate heat units fast. So if we get a lot of rain, it's moist out there now in most areas in the cereal crop, disease will be something we have to pay a lot of attention to, particularly Fusarium head blight.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.